أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين، روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. One of the reminders we have about the month of Ramadan, Shahrullah, the month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has increased the blessings that would allow a person He's increased the blessings that would allow a person to make progress spiritually, regardless of their past. In other words, it's a time where anyone can have either a fresh start or to boost their spiritual connection, relationship, and progress. There's tawbah for those who need to have a fresh start. And tawbah means everything in the past is just completely forgotten and wiped off. It's gone. And one should be certain when they repent and they actually decide to change the way they behave, they should know 100% that that is accepted. And don't worry about the past anymore in terms of thinking, because of that, I can't make any progress. Although I do need to worry about, say, if I have missed prayers, missed fasts, if I owe anyone any money, all of that is a current responsibility. But to feel that because of what I have done, I cannot make progress. Once I do that tawbah, then I should be certain that all of that is neglected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers it up. And now I can have a fresh start. And this is the month of Ramadan. Every day and every night, there's an opportunity for that. And hopefully we get to benefit from this month in that regard. And for those who, well, tawbah, as we have mentioned before, is a recurring thing. It's not something that is limited to those who have sins in their track record. Sins in the sense of haram. Because every level that we progress to compared to the following step, compared to a more elevated state, is a deficiency and a limitation, and in a sense, what we do with that intention, with that impurity, requires an istighfar to move and leave that state and move up to the next rank and the next state. Tawbah is a recurring thing. But there's a difference between those two different types of tawbah. There's a difference between the Ahlul Bayt doing istighfar and us doing istighfar, people like myself. Their istighfar is genuine, it is an istighfar. But at their level, they're doing istighfar of something we can't even comprehend. What is wrong with what they are doing that they see and they do istighfar of? We have trouble struggling with the basic muharramat. One of the reminders we have in this month is we should focus on wara. In other words, we have hadith that says, what's the greatest amal, what's the greatest action that one can do, the best deed in the month of Ramadan? Well, everybody would think of du'as, qira'atul Qur'an, dhikr, this, that, the other, but the hadith says otherwise. All these are good, they're not bad, they're beneficial, but the best is wara. What is wara? Wara is being extra careful with regards to muharramat. There's a saying in our religion, in the different ahadith that we have, which is that muharramat are a greater obstacle in making progress. And therefore, overcoming that obstacle, overcoming muharramat, not committing muharramat, is going to cause more of a progress, more spiritual development for a person, compared to someone who is not too worried about that, is not concerned with that, spends a lot of times outside of the times that they are committing those sins in recitation of Quran, in du'as, in dhikr, in different mustahabat and all of that. The progress that is made by a person who is not careful and does not have the quality of wara, but does spend a lot of time in these various recommendations and acts of worship and so on and so forth, compared to a person that doesn't do any of that, doesn't do those recommended prayers, doesn't do the dhikr, doesn't do those extra prayers, doesn't do the extra recitations of the Quran, doesn't do any of that, they just simply stay away from sin. The progress of the one who stays away from sin is a lot more. Recite the salawat, please. There are multiple accounts in various forms trying to get this across to us. There's a Quranic account, that we have, that everybody should be familiar with. There were two brothers. I don't know actually if we are the children of Abel or Cain, Habil or Qabil. I haven't really studied that too much, or perhaps some of us are the children of Habil, some of the children of Qabil, I don't know. And it doesn't really matter. What matters is who you are. تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم. Every nation, every people, every individual carries what they have done, not what their parents or their forefathers have done, positive or negative. Anyhow, these two brothers prepared a sacrifice for Allah, and that was a recommendation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the sacrifice of Habil, but did not accept the sacrifice of Qabil. And at that time it could be seen. Now I bring iftar and it's not accepted. You bring iftar and it is accepted. You can't really tell. Right? How would you know if your iftar is accepted and mine is not accepted? You can't really tell. At that time you would. When they would make sacrifices all the way until the time of Banu Israel, apparently this was the case. If you presented a sacrifice, the sign of it being accepted was that it would catch fire. قُرْبَانٍ تَأْكُلُهُ النَّارِ. Catch fire. We don't have that. Since the time of Banu Israel, apparently that doesn't happen. We haven't experienced that. We haven't seen any sacrifice that is prepared, that is and shown that it's accepted or not. At that time it was Habil's caught fire, Qabil's didn't. Obviously you know the rest of the story in terms of Qabil getting angry, wanting to kill his brother, and he did. But when he said he wanted to kill his brother, Habil explained, why are you so angry that your sacrifice was not accepted? There's a simple solution. If you want your sacrifice, you did something, you want it to be accepted. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. If you're careful with your deeds, meaning you don't commit sins and do your obligations, then you do a little sacrifice, little charity, whatever it is, it'll be accepted. Otherwise, not necessarily. The verse is إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. If we want to make progress, if we want to get closer to Allah, if we want to get closer to the Ahlul Bayt, want to get closer to the Imam of our time, this is the month that we can make more advancement. But the way to do it is not necessarily with all this extra curricular stuff. It's focusing on wara, focus. Part of that focus, brothers and sisters, is learning what the muharramat are. What is haram? Haram isn't only non-dhabiha meat, but we overdo it when it comes to that. We get so worked up about it. We trust nobody, which there's sins in that, okay? The lack of trust of believers is sometimes sinful. Sometimes. Haram is not only non-dhabiha meat. Accusing a person of saying of something wrong without evidence is a sin. It's a great sin. Even thinking negatively of a believer without evidence is a sin. اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم. This dhan that is an ithm, that is very harmful, it's poisonous to the heart, is assuming, making assumptions about a person without. And this happens, brothers and sisters, we do this unfortunately. And sometimes very quickly. And we don't even realize. We are certain that they have done that. But brother, why? What base? They said this, they must have meant that. Brother, there's tens of different possibilities of why they may have said that. You assuming that it's because of this really doesn't have any justification. Backbiting, which is, look at the definition of backbiting. Sometimes we don't look at the definition, the explanation that the Maraja have given, and then sometimes we go on extremes. Sometimes we're very worried about it, and we don't let anyone speak about anyone that's not present there. And sometimes we don't worry about it, we say whatever we want about whoever. Saying something negative about a person to put them down in their absence. Okay. And that intention of putting the person down is very important. When you have that negative feeling towards a person, you want them to not be seen as a good person or as a better person. You say something negative about them, you want the other not to feel good about this person. Why? Because you just don't like that person. What you said about them is true. They did something, you saw them, they didn't want others to know. You mentioned that wrong thing in their absence. You wanted to put them down. This is a sin. It doesn't matter who that person is. The Rasulas have this. You can't backbite about your own children. Sometimes we think, oh, that's, I can say whatever I want about my children. They're my children. No, that's not the case. About our spouse, our parents, our siblings, and everybody else. And a whole list of sins. There's a lot of different muharramat. There's not too many of them where every other thing that we want to do is going to be a sin, but there are sins. There's a list of sins. In the month of Ramadan, if anybody wants to make progress, get a hold of that. Try to look them up. Figure out what's haram, what's not. What my rights are towards my parents, what their rights are over me. Again, make sure I understand that, because then when we don't know that, one of the examples, I've seen this. When we're not clear what the rights of parents are on us, what responsibility we have towards them. What ends up happening is sometimes we feel like we need to listen to whatever they say. We end up going against what God said because of my parents. And then sometimes when I'm not feeling it and I'm angry at them, I end up going against them and violating their right because I don't feel good. Well, get it right, understand where those boundaries are, to know that you can't cross that boundary with your parents when you don't feel good, and you can't listen to them when they go against what God says. Get it right. Understanding those is a prerequisite. Then once we do that, try to practice it. Trying to get where we are accustomed to. We don't go towards sin. That's what wara is. That extra care regarding sins. Wara is this. You don't even go towards it. It becomes second nature. That's not something I do. I know when the opportunity is there for that sin to be committed. And I know I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go towards it. I know exactly what it is. I'm not going to do it. And I start getting more and more comfortable with it. If a person does that, brothers and sisters, even if they don't do any extra recitation of the Quran, any extra prayers, no night prayer, no nothing, they'll be the best person. This is in hadith. There were cases where, a number of cases, where the imam of our time or other imams would tell somebody that this is the best person in town. And the guy gets really interested. What does this person do? And he goes spend, I remember one of them specifically, the guy goes and spends some time with the individual, spends the night at his place. So he's expecting, he gets up for the night prayer. He says, the guy is snoring. Okay, no night prayer. Fajr time comes in, he doesn't wake up. All the way until the last minute, wakes up, barely makes his wudu, does his Fajr prayer, goes back to sleep, no amal afterwards, nothing. He doesn't commit sins. Doesn't commit sin. No matter what it is, doesn't commit sin. And we have loads of hadith on this. So inshallah, if we want to benefit from the month of Ramadan, we're already one third through it. Right, time flies. Before we know it, we will be celebrating Eid. Inshallah, we get to benefit from this month and the remainder of it. There's only 20 days. When God says there's extra barakah in this, it means it's extra effective. If you decide, if I decide, if all of us decide to move towards wara, God will help us more in this month compared to the other months. And inshallah, we take advantage of it, inshallah. And He will help us get there. Oh Allah, we ask you by the rights of the Ahlul Bayt to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask you to help us become his true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping his cause, especially those who are putting their lives on the line to protect Islam and the Muslimin in the various parts of the world, in Palestine. Before I forget, Quds Day is coming up, brothers and sisters, inshallah. I'll have more reminders of that, inshallah. Allah helps those who are protecting Islam and Muslimin in the occupied lands and helps us understand the necessity of that, understand the importance of our presence on the Day of Quds, and give us the ability to actually participate in that, inshallah. We ask Allah to protect all those ulama who are leading in the absence of our imam under his leadership, especially our maraja, especially our leader. Oh Allah, forgive us all of our sins, forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who passed away. Oh Allah, we all have needs, hajat, requests. Many of us are suffering from various difficulties, hardships, illnesses. Believers worldwide, oh Allah, relieve all of them and all of us of hardships, difficulties, and grant all of us our hajat, our needs and requests. Oh Allah, by the right of the Imam of our time, relieve all the oppressed people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabiya wa Alih. رحم الله من قرأ الفاتحة مع الصلوات